Jan, I say that to a lot of people, but you are one of our favorites. Good morning.
Aw, good morning, Jeff. It is wonderful coming to see you. This is going to be a good start to my week.
The thing I like most about you coming in is it means September is near because your concert's coming up, and it's my favorite time of the year, so it's got to be really nice out there.
It's amazing how fast these concerts come up. Would you believe we've been doing these? This is number 21.
All right. I'm not going to test you, but if I did test you, could you name all 21 artists?
I could.
I bet you could.
It would take a little while, but I could. Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to know that when we started, I was 12, in case you're doing the math in your head.
I wasn't, but I will later.
Okay, good.
Jan's at the WJ Ranch in Nebraska, which isn't far from here, just a few miles south on 81, right?
That's correct, about 7.
Okay, we'll get some solid directions here when we wrap up our conversation, but let me ask you how Market at the Meridian went first. You were singing there this last Saturday.
I was. That's always fun. We've done that a couple times this summer. That was fun.
You got to just love going out and singing and bringing joy to people of the area.
I sing as much as people will let me.
And you perform with some other great folks in the area, our friend Gene Barkley, of course.
Yes, of course. I've got a couple different things going on. But yeah, that's who we were with on Saturday. It was a lot of fun.
Good. So this is on Friday, September 5th. And let's announce who you're bringing in this year. I've been listening to her, and I'm already a fan.
I've been a big fan for a long time. We are bringing in Rhonda Vincent and her group called The Rage.
Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, Friday, September 5th at WJ Ranch. Queen of Bluegrass is a title she uses.
She does. She's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and she's kind of a big deal.
Going back 21 years ago, the idea for this, how did that come about?
Oh, that's kind of a long story. Our first show was actually Baxter Black, who was a cowboy humorist poet. And it's because Greg and I were trying to decide if this could work. I knew the acoustics in our building were fitting for a concert, but he wasn't so sure we could pull it off. And so our compromise was to just get one guy and set up a few chairs and see if people would come. And we had 400 people show up, and I told him, see, we can do this. And that was 20 years ago.
Do you have a favorite over the years? And I know I'm asking you to pick a favorite. You love them all. But do you have a favorite one that was just a super special night?
You know, I can't really pick a favorite. We've had some just wonderful, wonderful people. They've all been a fit for what we do and what we believe in. And I've made some wonderful friends. Many of them I still keep in touch with. And many of them have helped me get the acts that we are getting now, which is a wonderful gift because they know what fits our plays.
Recently, you had Jimmy.
We did.
Jimmy Fortune. And we had him on the show. Ever since, I have been playing his Listen to the Music cover of the Doobie Brothers. I might like it even better.
He's an amazing guy. He would rank right up there as one of the favorites just because of who he is and the personality that he has and that good voice that he has.
So Rhonda Vincent is bringing the whole crew, The Rage, and I think there's like 5 guys with her, isn't it?
This is a big show. This might be the biggest show we've done so far. Yeah, that's the whole band, and they're traveling. They're on the road right now, so they'll be coming in their big Rhonda Vincent bus, and we're excited to have all of them. It's going to be a lot of talent on one stage.
Is the WJ Ranch big enough to turn that bus around?
We are. We already got that. Yeah, we're ready for them. You betcha.
What will the night be like? What can people expect Friday night, September 5th, when they come out to the ranch to watch Rhonda and listen to Rhonda?
Well, one thing that I think we can offer in our venue is, the sound, but just the intimate venue that we have. We feel like we have kind of a special place to offer music. You can come and you can sit in the back row of our seats and still be closer to the artist than you would be at any other venue. And the people that we get are friendly and want to say hi to you, and it's just a night of wonderful music, and it just makes you feel good.
I am going to play a Rhonda song here in a little bit to give you a flavor of what she will bring, but it's not just one night. You're making a weekend of this. You're going to do Cowboy Church on Sunday?
We do. We make a big weekend of this. This has grown quite a bit. So on Friday night is our big show with Rhonda at 8 p.m., and that, of course, is a ticketed show. And then on Saturday night, we do a cowboy music and poetry show with some of my cowboy singing friends and poets from all over. And then on Sunday morning, we end our weekend with a cowboy church service at 10:30.
Will you be singing at all this week?
I might.
You might? You will. How are all the creatures and critters doing out at the ranch?
Oh, we're getting ready. This is go time for us. We've done this for many, many years, but there's a lot to prepare when you get ready for a big event like this. And we're still married after all these years, so it's working out okay.
Maybe this is why you're still married after all these years.
We both enjoy it. We really do. This is something we feel like we can give to our community, and yet we're very blessed to be able to do it.
Will you be doing anything special at the end of the year out at the ranch?
Then at the end of the year in November, we have our big Cowboy Christmas the weekend after Thanksgiving. So fall is our big time. That's our two big events. So if we can make it through this, we can make it through anything.
How do people get tickets to Ron DeVincent and the Rage Friday, September 5th?
Well, they can go to our website. The VIP meet and greet tickets are sold out, so we have no more of those. But the general admission tickets are available, and you can go to our website at schifferlswjranch.com, or my phone number is 402-254-2102.
Now, it's not the easiest thing to spell, so let me spell Schifferl for you, S-C-H-I-F-E-R-L. But if you Google Schifferls WJ Ranch, Google really helps you out.
It does. And if you just Google WJ Ranch in Nebraska, you would find us.
And from our parking lot, how long does it take to get to your place?
10.5 minutes.
At the speed limit?
At the speed limit.
Okay.
Of course.
You seem like a speed limit kind of girl.
I am. I've never gotten a ticket.
Don't get one on the way home from this.
You don't get one if you're... Well, I have a policeman's son. I have to be careful.
Thank you for doing this. And please keep doing it. And thanks for visiting with us. Just really appreciate your friendship and what you bring musically to this area.
And I appreciate you being there for us to get the word out. We really appreciate you, Jeff.
Yeah, we're happy to team up with you.